اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
What then are the essential points of our philosophy of life? First, we see ourselves as dependent upon Allah for our origin and continued existence in life. Second, we understand that we are a unity composed of body and soul. We are neither pure spirits nor pure animals. As rational creatures, we possess an intellect and will, memory and imagination, and bodily senses which place us in contact with the world about us. Through our intellect, we can distinguish good from evil. Through our will, we can choose to perform good actions or bad. We clearly recognize that we are responsible for our conscious activities. As men and women, we possess different generative systems. Since these are reproductive faculties through which we are privileged to cooperate with God in the production of life, we know that they are not intended primarily for our selfish pleasure. We must use them according to the purpose for which they were created by Allah. Because we are capable of love, sympathy, understanding, and the communication of good, we need the cooperation of others for our full self-development and perfection. Thus, we look upon marriage as one of the normal means for the expression of this sociability and for the fulfillment of our sexual complementarity. Further, we believe that we have a supernatural life which elevates our nature, making us servants of Allah and heirs of heaven. We know that this supernatural life can be affected only by sin, which is the deliberate conscious violation of God's law in a serious matter. Because our supernatural life is the most precious possession that we have, as long as we are in our right senses, we would never perform an act which would deprive us of our divine life. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and suffer the loss of his immortal happiness? Third, we see our destiny as eternal life in paradise, contemplating Allah's majesty and beauty. The purpose of life, therefore, is to achieve this plan. All other life purposes are secondary. God has made us for Himself. He has placed a desire within us, which can be satisfied only by Himself. The enduring happiness which we all seek can be found only in Him. It follows that we look upon this present life as a preparation, a way leading to eternal fulfillment and happiness in heaven. This view enables us to put order in our lives. It gives us a yardstick by which to measure the temporal passing things of this world. One thing is necessary to strive for perfection. One way is open to imitate the Holy Prophet of Allah and his progeny alayhi salam. In every condition and walk of life, we are called to the same destiny. To all of us is given the help needed to achieve this purpose. Yes. As a conclusion, these are sobering thoughts. They present the long-range overall view of life. They offer the framework within which you must view your love and happiness in marriage. Marriage is a life partnership. Your love must be such that it fits into the meaning of life or it cannot last. Marriage is a life companionship. The happiness which you seek from your togetherness can be satisfying and enduring only to the extent that you are really good for each other, yet only to the extent that you support and help each other in attaining that happiness for which you were created. It's easy in your newly found love to separate marriage. It has meaning only in terms of its destination. Either it will offer you an opportunity for the growth and development of yourselves as followers of the Holy Prophet of Allah and his progeny alayhimu salam, or it will prove an empty, frustrating experience. There are many types of love and happiness between sexes. Some are shallow, some are counterfeit, and some are little more than thinly disguised selfishness. True love and happiness are rooted in life. They are developmental. They are aids to personal perfection, not distractions or positive hindrances.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.